Hey, we're back here on Downtown on a Friday afternoon. Well, the band Yes has been making music for more than 50 years now with an incredible set of configurations we were looking at online. But the good news for fans of the band is they're back together and making new music, a new album called The Quest. Out today, you're listening to a little bit of the first single, The Ice Bridge. And Carrie had a chance to talk about the album with bassist Billy Sherwood.
Billy, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, congratulations on the new album, Quest. Man, it just really, really great Yes music on this album.
Oh, cool, man. I'm glad you're digging it. That's cool.
Now, Yes has had a lot of members over the years. The current lineup been together since 2015 when Yes started the album series tour featuring albums played live in their entirety. Fan reactions been to those shows been absolutely great. What's the experience been like for the band?
Well, it's been an amazing thing to be able to play all those incredible pieces of music, and especially getting into the deep stuff when we did the Tales of Topographic Oceans stuff on tour. So it's just an incredible experience from the standpoint of being on stage. It's looking around at who you're playing with. I mean, Steve Howe's your guitar player. It doesn't get any better than that, you know.
So, yeah.
From that standpoint, it's amazing. And then the fans are just always incredible, and that back and forth just feeds the whole room, and just makes it a really special night.
So how did that, the album series tours influence the music that became The Quest?
Well, I don't think one really has to do with the other for us. Because when you're writing music, you're not, sitting there thinking about, okay, I got to remake something like that or like that. You're just kind of writing, and putting the paint on the canvas. So I don't think it really had anything to do with that. We just got on with what we naturally do, which is, write music. The thing was, we were in such a cycle of touring, and with the loss of Chris, we knew it wasn't, the timing wasn't right, and now that we're 6 years plus having lost Chris, unfortunately, and with COVID kind of stopping us cold, we all kind of just got into our modes of starting to write music and passing ideas around, and lo and behold, we have The Quest.
How collaborative is the process of writing new, music for a new album? Does one person come up with a song, or are you guys all sort of working on songs at the same time together?
Well, we kind of all went to our corners just to begin the initial ideas, and then those ideas were passed around, and we kind of agreed on what we were going to work on. And in my case, I wrote the music to Minus the Man and The Western Edge and sent it to John, and he came up with those amazing lyrics and melodies. So those songs went into the pile, and then Steve had his songs that went into the pile, and Jeff and John got together and wrote some things. Jeff, John, and Steve were in lockdown in Europe at the time, so they were pretty close to each other there, and I was here in the West Coast, so Alan and I. But the ideas just kind of popped around via file share, and it started coming together. Steve Howe did a great job of producing the record and bringing it all together and making it really cohesive and feeling like we were all in the same room, which was an important thing for all of us. But I think we achieved the objective.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a great album. Two CD, you guys came up with a lot of stuff, so much that you had to go to the two CD format.
Yes, we had more material than we needed, but we wanted to put it all out. So that's kind of where we are with how the record's produced in terms of the packaging and how it's distributed there with the vinyl. There's a lot of material there to check out. So we just needed some space to put it out.
We're talking with Yes bassist Billy Sherwood on Downtown. Billy, the last three Yes albums have been live albums. Was the return to studio production for The Quest a difficult transition, or did it just sort of, you guys slide right back into it?
I think we it was a natural thing for all of us because we're all producers in our own right and make a lot of records and put out a lot of music. So that was already in place. So we, as I said, we all just were home, you know, with our instruments and our recording devices and started putting it all together, you know?
Mm. Now, you guys, I haven't seen, and maybe I just missed it, but are you guys planning to tour on the Quest?
I believe we have March, April in the States, and then May, June is Europe, and then there's more to come. So, yeah, we'll be back out there next year.
That is some great news for fans. And speaking of the fans, now, Yesen has been performing and recording since 1968, and, you know, fans cross multiple generations now for the band. What do you think makes the music of Yes just so enduring?
Well, I think it's in its own way, and in within the rock and roll prog genre, it reflects a lot of how classical music has maintained its place after all this time. You know, it's an amazing legacy of music, and there's so many albums with such, you know, amazing music on it. I think it's just endured because it's still interesting to listen to. I mean, you know, you go back and listen to Tales of Topographic Oceans, for instance, and, you know, there's not a lot of bands putting out records with just four songs on a double vinyl, you know? So it's one of those things that's very experimental. There's a lot to discover, and even when you know the music extremely well, there's still more to discover. So it's, and I think a lot of the generation passing on to the next generation is coming from the parents who are like, you know, I know you're listening to this, but check this out. But, you know, and it changes a kid's world. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I'm in those meet and greets, you know, shaking hands with 15, 16-year-old kids who are just drenched in Yes gear and just they're in, you know. So it's an amazing thing, but I understand why, because that's what happened to me when I was a kid. You know, when I was 12, I discovered the band, went and saw them live, and it became religion ever since, you know.
Yeah, well, it's a similar experience to me, except it was I had a brother that was much older than I was, and he's the one that introduced me to Yes once I got into those, you know, early teen years. He was like, you got to listen to this band.
Well, that's what happened with me. My brother Mike, who is an amazing musician, unfortunately we lost him not too long ago, he turned me on to Yes early, and it's funny because he actually played me Close to the Edge. And, you know, the intro is crazy. Mm. And when I first heard it, I looked at him and I'm like, how can you even listen to this? What is this? You know? And he said, just give it a minute, you know, let it steep for a second. And a couple weeks later, I went into his room. I'm like, play that again. And then from there forward, man, you couldn't make me listen to another band. I just didn't want to know about it. You know, Yes was my thing. So it's a strange thing, you know, fate-filled blessing, so to speak, that my worlds have intersected with theirs in this way, because how often do you get to join your favorite band, you know?
Yeah, that's something. Billy, we wish you great success with the new album. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you, man. Take care.